We're holding on set of tests on the day's last words. We're in the middle of dealing with a contradiction within what Reb Shimon says. First we said that Reb Shimon holds that the Korban Pesach, that a person could have the Korban Pesach be brought on his behalf when he's an Oinen, and that night, here, he's still an Oinen Derabanan, even though the death and the burial on the face of it we're talking about were on that same day. By night, he's still considered an Oymen, but only Dirabanan. And since there's a Korban Pesach over here, which is a mitzvah saseh, which involves Koris, then the Chacham are not going to impose on him to not eat it, and therefore he's able to eat it. On the other hand, we had another Braisa where Reb Shimon said that we learned from the fact that it says Shlomim, that the Shlomim, and ultimately all Korbanos, including the Korban Pesach, have to be brought only when a person is Shalom, only when he's complete, and not when he's broken by Aninus. So that would mean that an Oinen cannot bring the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara had so far brought two answers. One is that indeed Pesach should not have been said in the Braisa. They mentioned Bechor and Meiser, of which this din is true, and Bechor and Meiser and Pesach often go together, as we have an Ezer Mekoyman, for example, because all of them, the blood is applied to the Mizeach the same way, and they all have basically the same dinim as far as who can eat them. Well, not exactly, because whatever, someone's a Kohen and one is everybody. Whatever the point is, that at least as far as the application of the blood, before Meiser and Pesach are all the same, and therefore we often lump them together, and therefore this Braisa did that too, even though truly Pesach doesn't belong here. That was Rav Chista's answer. Rav Sheshes answered that when we said the Pesach, we don't mean the Korban Pesach itself, we mean the Shalmei Pesach, we mean the Shlomim that are brought along with the Korban Pesach. The Chagiga, which is brought most of the time when you bring the Korban Pesach, and many times in order to that people should have meat to fill up on before they eat the Korban Pesach, and that way they can eat the Pesach ala soiva. So that kind of thing is what the Braisa means when we're saying that an Oinen can't bring that, because that's subject to the usual rules of Provox. So the Gemara continues. Amar gives a third answer to explain to reconcile the two statements of Reb Shimon. Loikasha, kansha mesla mesla ba osir. The one case is talking about when his relative died on the 14th of Nisan, ukvore ba osir, and he buried him on the 14th itself. So now that night he's an oinen, and it's a stronger kind of aninus. Because the day of the death itself, there is the concept of oinen, and we learned before the pasuk is achrisa kiyomar, and we learn it that and we learn therefore that it applies that night as well. We do actually say, by the way, that avelos is not noyeg on the yom tov, but here we're talking about aninus is something else that applies on yom tovim as well. So the one case where it's saying that he can't bring the korban pesach. The second braisa is talking about where the death and the burial were both on the 14th. Kan shemesle mes the shloisha also kvori ba'ba also. As opposed to the other case, is talking when he's able to eat the korban pesach is where his relative died on the 13th and the burial was on the 14th. Now the whole concept that he should even be an oinen on the day of the burial is only the drabanan. So the concept that he should be an oinen that night is also only drabanan. So therefore, Reb Shimon will allow him to eat the Korban Pesach in that case, because anyway, the Aninus is only Dirabanan, and the Chachamim will relax that rule in order to make it possible for him to bring the Korban Pesach brought and eat it.
Midoraisa, you become an Onen a day after the death?
No, the day of the death. And it extends into the night afterwards. There are Rishonim who talk about that maybe it applies only if the burial hasn't taken place yet. Maybe if the burial has taken place, the person is not an Oinen. In practice, we seem to do it that way because, for example, a person's relative passed away. Let's say they don't put on tefillin that day, but after the burial they do. If they were still an Oinen, the Tashlos they wouldn't. But I guess in practice we consider that the person is an Oinen only until the burial. But we're saying if the day of the death, if we're talking about on the day of the death, then he's an Oinen Doraisa. Saying that if he's at this point, we're saying that if the burial is delayed, then he's an Oinen on the next day or on whatever day afterwards, only Dirabanan. And therefore, the night is also only Dirabanan.
And even if he does,
what?
And what happens if he doesn't know about the death?
If he doesn't know about it, we're going to talk about briefly on Omer Beis. The main place where the Gemara discusses these dinim is in Moed Katan, but we're going to talk about on Omer Beis. You have something called Shmur Kroiva or Shmur Rechoika. Shmur Kroiva, where the person hears of the of the death within 30 days, and Shmura Choyka, where he hears of it only after that, or a different dinim in those cases. We'll talk about it a little bit on other days. In any case, so therefore, sort of Murray explains that that's how you reconcile the two statements of Reb Shimon. Can an Oinon eat the Korban Pesach? It's going to depend. Can he have it brought on his behalf and eat it that night? It depends when the death took place. Versus is the 14th the day of the death or only the day of the burial? As far as Rashi goes on to point out, earlier in the Sugya, we talked about two Mishnayos that seem to contradict one another as well. One that's our Mishnah that says that our Mishnah that says that an Oinon is allowed that an Oinon our Mishnah seemed to imply an Oinon is able to eat Kodshim, he just doesn't get his own portion of them, versus the Mishnah in Pesachim that said that he could eat the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara will answer it using one of the answers that the Gemara used earlier on Tzadik Tesamid Beis, he'll use the answer that there's a difference between Pesach or the rest of the year, that Pesach we're going to allow him a special leniency to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, whereas the rest of the year, and not only that, but once he can eat the Korban Pesach, he can even eat other Kodshim, as opposed to the rest of the year where we don't give him that dispensation. Okay, so the reason is, in other words, Rabbi Mori teaches out. Yoy Misa Tofus Leila Daraisa. What happens is the day of the death grabs onto the night after it on a Daraisa level. So his relative passed away on Erev Pesach. That night he's still considered to be an Oinon as well on a Daraisa level, says Rabbi Mori. Mesle, Mesbi, Gimel, Kvori, Biyad, Dalad, as opposed to, so in other words, like this. Mesle, Mesbi, Gimel, Kvori, Biyad, Dalad, if the death was on the 14th and the burial on the 14th, you miss the Tophis Leila Midaraisa. Then the day of the death, the 14th, grabs on to the night, also Daraisa, and therefore that night he's still considered an Oinon Daraisa, and he will not be able to eat the Korban Pesach in that case. He won't be able to have it brought on his behalf. Mesle, Mesbi, Gimel, Kvori, Biyad, Dalad, but if the death was on the 13th and the burial was on the 14th, no problem. Yom Kvura Dirabanan, the whole concept that he should be an Oinon on the day of the burial is itself only Dirabanan. Ena Tofus Leila is the Dirabanan, and it grabs onto the night afterwards only Dirabanan, and the Chachamim are not going to impose that rule in to prevent him from eating the Korban Pesach. Okay. Omelet of Ashi Rav Mori. However, Rav Ashi asks Rav Mori, does this really work? The Ela Hoda Katoni. What about this that we learned in a Braisa before when Rav Yehuda had said that Aminus by night is Daraisa? Omelet of Shimon, and Rav Shimon says to him, Teda, you can prove that it's not so, that you can that Aminus by night after the night after the death or after the burial rather is only Drabanon. Shadei Omru Oinon Tovel Va'Ochlas Piskei Avoloi B'Kodshim, because he said that an Oinon can Tovel and eat his Korban Pesach, but he can't eat other kodshim. So when Rav Shimon is saying to that, if you're telling me, Rav Mori, that even Rav Shimon himself draws a distinction between Aminus on the night after the death versus the night after the burial, name away, then Rabbi Huda should answer him. I'm talking to you about the day of the death, where he's an Oinon Daraisa that night. And Rashi points out, we know that because later on we're going to talk about when Aaron and his sons were Oinonim after Nadav and Abihu passed away, and that was obviously the Yom HaMisa itself. They buried them that same day, but that's neither here nor there. The point is they died that day. The Amritli Ak Yom Kvura Derabanan. You're answering me regarding the day of the burial, where you're telling me that the Aminus is only Derabanan. So in that case, then the flow before when Rav Shimon in a Braisa argues with Rav Yehuda, we had before Rav Yehuda had said Aminus Laila is Medivrei Torah. Rav Shimon says it's only Medivrei Sofen, and the proof is because Tovel Vochol is Pischa La'erev. The question is, if in fact Rav Shimon agrees that when he's an Oinon Daraisa he cannot eat the Korban Pesach and only Dirabanan, then what kind of an argument is that? Then clearly, Rabbi Yehuda might well say, sure, I agree by Aninus Dirabonon that he can eat. I'm talking about Aninus Daraisa. So Gemara says, Kasha, you're right. It would be a Kasha on Rabbi Mori's explanation, how he would understand that discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So far we have three answers to find for Rabbi Shimon. Again, we had a contradiction where Rav Shimon seems to be, on the one hand, Rav Shimon says that a person could have the Korban Pesach brought on his behalf when he's an Oinon, and he can eat it that night. And yet we have another braisa saying that he cannot because he has to bring the korban when he's shalom, not when he's chaser. So we have one answer that Pesach doesn't belong in the braisa. We had another answer that the Pesach didn't mean the Pesach itself. It meant the shlomim that go along with the Pesach. We have a Mori's distinction between when the death was and when the burial was. Rav Ashi had asked the question on Rav Mori. Okay, he hadn't shlugged him up completely. Kasher is not tiyufta, but nevertheless, we still have a difficulty with that answer. Now going on, the Gemara says, Abaya gives another explanation to reconcile what Reb Shimon is saying. Like Kasha, Kansha mes kodim chatzos, Kansha mes la'acha chatzos. Depends whether the person died before, the relative died before chatzos or after chatzos. Remember that the time for bringing the Korban Pesach begins only at chatzos on Erev Pesach. Technically, actually, the Mishnah tells us in Pesachim, the earliest they would ever bring it, the earliest they would normally bring the Korban, normally start the Korban Pesach, is 9.5 hours into the day, or 8.5 hours into the day, sorry. And then on Erev Pesach, Shachalias B'Shabbos, they would move it up 2 hours to 6.5. That's because of technicalities, because it has to be brought after the Talmud Shabbat HaBayim, and because you want to give time for people to bring the Dorim and the Davis, and so on. And then the fact that the walls of the Bais Mikdash are not perfectly perpendicular, so they can't tell exactly at Chatzos that it really is, but in principle, any time from Chatzos and on is a valid time to bring the Korban Pesach. So now, then the difference is going to be, let's say, says Rashi, Abaya is going to say that in fact we are talking about the day of the Missa. We're not making the distinction that Rav Mori had made between the day of the Missa versus the day of the Kavura. Either way, Reb Shimon is going to hold that Aninus by night is only Drabanan. That answers the question that we just said about the discussion of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda is going to say it's Daraisa. Reb Shimon is going to say across the board it's Drabanan, whether the Yom HaMissa or the Yom HaKavura. What about then, so why do we have one place where Reb Shimon says that an Oinen can bring a Korban Pesach and the other one he can't? It depends when the death happened, before Chatzos or after Chatzos. Kodem Chatzos to Le'ichsil Pesach, because before Chatzos, where he's not yet roy to bring the Korban Pesach because the time of the Korban Pesach hasn't begun yet, then Chayla Alei Aninus. And therefore, Aninus is Chal on him and it doesn't go away. Just for the sake of bringing the Korban Pesach, and therefore, then we apply the rule. Shul Shalom, like Shul Chaser, he cannot bring the Korban Pesach when he's Chaser, when he's lacking by being an Oinen, and therefore he's pushed off from bringing the Korban Pesach. After Chatzos, the Ichzil of Pesach, as opposed to after Chatzos, where already he was roy to bring the Korban Pesach, the time for the Pesach had come. Now all of a sudden his relative dies and he becomes an Oinen, loy chayla alei aninus, then aninus is not chal on him to the extent that it should prevent him from bringing the Korban Pesach. Then we push aside the aninus because the Korban Pesach came first, then we don't apply the rule through Sholem, and then he brings the Korban Pesach. So it still will apply to other korbanos. He still can't bring other korbanos that day, but he will be able to bring the Korban Pesach. As far as eating the Korban Pesach, Rashi points out, first of all, we still have to say Aminus Laila is necessarily Drabanan. If it was Daraisa, there's still no way he'd be able to eat it. Because after all, even if the chiyuv of shechting the Korban Pesach came before his aninus, the time for the Korban Pesach began at Chatzos, his relative died an hour later, but the chiyuv of achila begins only that night. Now, Rashi points out, Abaya takes the view, which we're going to see later in the Gemara, on the days, that Rava disagrees with this. Abaya holds, achilas psochim loy ma'akva, the fact that he can't eat the Korban Pesach is not ma'akva. Once the Korban Pesach was drawn on his behalf and the blood was sprinkled, then he's yotze, even if in practice he doesn't end up eating the Korban Pesach. If Aninus of the night was Daraisa, he still wouldn't be able to eat, because then we would say that still his Aninus came before that Chiyuv. But that's fine. Achilas Psochem Loi Ma'atva, as long as the Korban was brought on his behalf, then he is Yotze. Abai doesn't care about whether he actually ends up eating it. So now, what we're saying is, if he became an Onan before the Korban Pesach, then yeah, he has no business bringing the Korban Pesach, because that's the true Shovim. But now that he became an Onan only afterwards, fine, the Korban Pesach can still be brought for him, even though right now he is an Onan. He won't eat it that evening. And because Aninus Laila did Abanan, according to Reb Shimon, therefore he will eat it that evening. Had it been Daraisa, he couldn't, but because it's an Abanan, then the Chachamim are going to say, Rashi gives two reasons why the Chachamim will allow it. Number one, if he can't eat from it, he might not bother shechting it in the first place. and then he's voiding during the mitzvah, or because once he's shechting it, once it's being shechted for him, it's not derech eretz that we should then have it shechted in order to become possible, in order that he won't eat from it. When we say he, by the way, I mean you have a whole bunch of people register for a Korban Pesach. In principle, you could have one person who eats an entire Korban Pesach. It's machlokas in the Mishnah and Pesachim, whether such a thing is allowed to shech the Pesach for one person. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, the Chacham holds yes, but in practice it would usually be done for a whole group. But nevertheless, you still have he has to do his share of eating the Korban Pesach, so it doesn't become noisim. So we want to avoid that. So that's Abaye's distinction. So therefore, Reb Shimon will say that the Braisa where Reb Shimon says an Onan can eat the Korban Pesach that evening is talking about where the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach came first after and his relative died after Chatzos. The case where we say Shul Shalom the like Shul Chaser and the Korban Pesach is included in that is when the relative died before Chatzos. And Abaye continues, and we're not Tamer the Shani Le Ben Korban Chatzos Ben La'acha Chatzos. Where am I getting that there is a distinction between before and after Chatzos, when the death took place? So the Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, when the Pasuk says about a Kohen that it mentions the list of relatives for whom he can become Tamei, the Pasuk says, Lo Yitama, to her he should become Tamei, that means mitzvah. That means it's not just that he could do it if he wants to, it means he has mitzvah to do it. Loy rotza, and if he doesn't want to, metamin oisal korchei, then they metame him forcibly, and they force him to become tamei and to be involved with the burial, to be involved with the burial. Umaisa Yosef Akoyim shemaisa ishta be'er pesach. It happened with Yosef Akoyim, whose wife died on erev pesach. Veloy rotza li tamei, he did not want to become tamei because he didn't want to. He didn't want to not have to. He didn't want to not be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Maybe he also wanted to be able to do the avodah of the Korban Pesach for everybody else. Whatever the case, the nimnu echav kohenim, his fellow kohenim voted on it. The timu bal kofay, and they forced him to become tamei. An interesting point, by the way, we're going to talk about in the Gemara now about the concept of mes mitzvah, that even the people, you know, Kohen Gadol or Nazir, etc., who are not allowed to become Tomei for anybody, become Tomei for a mes mitzvah. The Rambam, actually, when the Rambam brings this halacha about the Kohen becoming Tomei for his relatives, he explains, you have only six relatives listed in the pasuk: parents, children, and parents, children, brother, sister, and wife. Now the wife, it doesn't actually say in the pasuk. It says kin l'she'eroi. Akoradeila, when we darshan smith, that it means the wife. The Rambam actually learns that no, you only have the six are considered relatives min atorah. The reason why the Kohen becomes tomei for his wife is because in effect she's considered a mes mitzvah. Because he's the one responsible for burying her. That's one of his responsibilities. As her husband, that's one of the responsibilities of the ksuba. In fact, the Gemara in some places mentions that he's going to be yarshining her. Her relatives may not even want to bother being involved, and therefore it devolves on him. In any case, the point is, Yosef HaKoyen didn't want to. On Erev Pesach, and they forced him, he has to become Tomei because she's his wife, and in effect, she's a mes mitzvah. Obviously that doesn't show anything about before after Chatzos, but we're going to go on. Abaye is going to continue and point out a contradiction, which when we reconcile it, we will see that there's a difference between before and after Chatzos. Namely, that the case of Yosef HaKohen was that his wife died before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. How are we going to prove that? Udamini. So Abaye goes on to say, I will show you a contradiction. So you're telling me that this Yosef HaKohen was forced to become Tomei because his wife had died on Erev Pesach. By the way, the same Yosef HaKohen shows up in another very interesting story. The Medrash says, the Pashas is the same one, he one time needed an operation on his leg. No anesthesia back then, no nothing. Anyway, so now a leg, a limb severed from a person is Metamei. So his son is with him to be with him during the operation. He tells the doctors, when you get to the point that the leg is connected only by a tiny strip of flesh, tell him. So they told him. Yosef turns to his son, who of course is also a Kohen, and tells him, now you have to leave the group. Up until now, I wanted you to be here to help me and support me, but now I don't want you to become Tomei from the leg over here. And the Chachamim said on it, you have a pasuk in Kohelis, Yesh Tzadik Uyvid B'tzidgoy, that you have a tzadik who's lost, he's tremendously damaged, and he still retains his tzidkos, even in a time like that, even in a situation like that, he still has the presence of mind and the tzidkos to prevent his son from becoming Tomei and to make do without any help during the remainder of the operation. Anyway, so Abai says it's a mini. So I have a contradiction. So you're telling me then that a person whose wife passed away or who has a mess mitzvah involved should become tamei. But a braisa says, the pasuk mentions about a nozir. The pasuk says a nozir is not allowed to become tamei mess, and then it lists four particular relatives. He's not allowed to become tamei. So further on the omelet, the Gemara is going to bring what we learn from each of the relatives. Right now, we're focusing on the fourth one, ulachoisei, his sister. Ma tamei loimar. What are we learning from that? If he can't become tamei for his parents, how much more so not for his sister? So what does it mean? That suppose a person is going to shech the Korban Pesach. Is going to mal his son. And he hears that a relative of his died. You would think that he should become tamei. So you say, no, lo yitama, he should not become tamei. Go ahead and do the Korban Pesach. Go ahead and do the Bris Milah. An interesting word that's brought on this from Moshe the Pinsk that's brought in the back of the Gemara and also from his son-in-law the Torah Tmima is the word ula achoisoi in this pasuk is punctuated a little unusually. Usually the word would be vila achoisoi like you have in Parshas Emor with a chataf chataf under the aleph. Here you have it's ula achoisoi with a shva under the lamed and a regular chataf under the aleph. So the Gemara is darshaning that in that case it means not just ula achoisei into a sister, but also achoisei meloshin ichui meloshin connecting together. Pesach and Milah are the two mitzvahs I say. We know that there's kodesh involved. So therefore, the Torah is hinting to us with this unusual punctuation of ula achoisei because he has mitzvahs over here that need to connect him with Hashem, the opposite of kodesh. Then therefore, those override burying his relative, his sister. Now you would think that the same way he doesn't become tamei for his sister, the same way if he's on his way to do the Korban Pesach or the Milah, he should not be tamei for a mes mitzvah. No, tamei loimo ula achoisei. Therefore, the pasuk says, and for his sister, from which we learn la achoisei who deina matamei av matamei hu la mes mitzvah. So he does become tamei for a mes mitzvah, even when he's on his way to do the Korban Pesach or to do the Milah. Rashi says that we're talking about when he might be a nozir and a kohen gadol, so he has many different reasons why he shouldn't become tamei, and nevertheless a mes mitzvah overrides that. Tosfos, on the other hand, discusses that maybe we're not necessarily talking about over here. We may not be talking about a kohen gadol and a nozir, and he's going to shecht his korban pesach, but rather we're only talking about that he's going to shecht his korban pesach. But Tosfos says that there's problems with that explanation. But no, Tosfos says because here it just says a marta lo yitame, just says a blanket statement. You say he should not become tamei for his sister. All the other ones, when the Gemara is going to bring the rest of the braisa soon, it's going to say. Further on in the Braisa, it's a Talmud Loimar. So that means, in other words, that so first we're talking about Lo Yitama just by virtue of the fact that he's bringing the Korban Pesach. Never mind whether he's a Nozir, never mind whether he's a Kohen Gadol. Just the fact that he's going to bring the Korban Pesach is alone reason enough to say that he shouldn't become Tomei for his relatives, only for a Messenger. Now in Yosef HaKohen's case, then they were making him become tamei for his relative. So what's the difference then? Here the Braisa is saying that he doesn't become tamei, and we have in the case of Yosef HaKohen they did. So Abaye explains lav shmamina. Can't you? So doesn't mean that you learn from that kan kodem chatzos kan la'ach chatzos. Evidently there must be a difference between before and after chatzos. So in Yosef HaKohen's case, his wife died before chatzos. Therefore, now, as Abaye had said before, that means that now the chiyuv of Korban Pesach never came on him in the first place. He still wanted to avoid that, and the Chachamim forced him to become tamei. As opposed to the Braisa is talking about, it's on Erev Pesach, Acha Chatzos already, he's on his way to bring the Korban Pesach, and then his relative dies, then he does not interrupt, because even though he's an Oinim, the Korban Pesach is still brought for him. But the Gemara says, Mimai, who says that that's the correct understanding? Who says that that's the correct way of reconciling the two cases? Maybe in fact both of them are talking after chatzos. Vahara Bishmal, Vahara Makiva. And the two cases, the case of Yosef HaKoyen versus the Braisa, would be according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, respectively. The one that says that the one where they forced Yosef HaKoyen to become Tomei would follow Rabbi Akiva's Shita. The Braisa that we just quoted about Lof Yitama would be according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa, that let's learn the whole list of first of all the Tanya Lo Yitama Rishus Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva Oy Mechoyva, as we quoted before and now we're quoting in full, that when it says Lo Yitama, the Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei for his relatives, that's only Rishus Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says doesn't mean he has to, means he could become Tomei for his relatives. Rabbi Akiva Oy Mechoyva, and Rabbi Akiva says that he's required to. So then maybe, in other words, so there's no difference between before and after Chatzos. If he didn't become Tomei Mes, he would still have to bring a Korban Pesach. So the reason is because Rabbi Akiva holds that, in fact, he became Tomei, and Rabbi Akiva, Rashi points out, Rabbi Akiva might well say that even if the death took place after Chatzos, Rabbi Akiva would hold that he should still become Tomei. Why? Because becoming Tomei for his relative, there's no Tashlumin. If he doesn't do it, either it's not going to get done, as the Rambam says about the wife, or even if it's other relatives and it will get done, fine, but he's not going to have an opportunity to participate in it, as opposed to the Korban Pesach, there's always Pesach Sheni. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva would say, go ahead, make him Tomei, because it's a Choyva, and then automatically, once he's Tomei, he can't have the Korban Pesach, brought him to the half, and he'll bring Pesach Sheni. As opposed to the Lo Yitama, the Braisa, that way he's going to Shech, his Korban Pesach, etc., would be according to Rabbi Shmuel. So you can answer that way, and in that case, you don't have to say that there's a distinction between before and after Chatzos. The answer was Lo Yistapa Daita. You can't think that. The Reisha Dahi Rabbi Akiva Petani Lo, because we quoted only before the end of the Braisa of La Chos. So now, at this point, we could think that it's maybe according to Rabbi Shmuel. But once we bring the entire Braisa, then we will see that the whole thing is authored by Rabbi Akiva. Well, then Rabbi Akiva himself is the one who says that he's not Matamah for his relatives, he's Matamah for a Mes Mitzvah. Well, then, even though Rabbi Akiva himself holds that Lot Yitama is Choyva, nevertheless, he's still saying when it comes to Pesach and Milah that not. And the only way to reconcile that, after Abaye is saying, is if you distinguish between before and after Chatzos. Tanya, as we learn the fuller Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says like this. First of all, the Pasuk says by the Nazir, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavon. So why the double expression Nefesh Meis? Nefesh Elu HaKrovim, Mes Elu HaRachokim. The word Nefesh means the close relatives, and the word Mes means anybody who's more distant, anybody who's not as closely related. Now, it doesn't need to say both of them. Rashi points out. If it's not, in other words, the word nefesh itself means kroivim and the word mace means rechoikin, because then Rashi points out that there'd be no reason to mention both. He can't become Tomei for his relatives, obviously not for non-relatives. But if it only said one of them, we would say that that refers to non-relatives. Once we have two of them, then it's clear one of them refers to relatives, and fine, the other one refers to non-relatives, but we need both of them, because otherwise we would have thought that we wouldn't have known that relatives are included in this rule at all. Anyway, now then, the Pasuk after it mentions on Nefesh Meis Lo Yavon, it mentions four relatives, so let's go through. Once it says he can't become Tomei for his relatives, why does it have to list those four? So La'oviv Eina Matamah, when it says La'oviv, it means he doesn't become Tomei for his father, Av Matamah Hu L'mes Mitzvah, but he will become Tomei if there's a Mes Mitzvah involved. Le'imoi, what do we learn in turn from Le'imoi? Now, we don't need to learn a Mes Mitzvah. That already we learned Lavid. So from that, we learn Hoya Koyen Vuhu Nazir. Even if he's a Koyen and a Nazir, so there's a double reason why he shouldn't become Tomei. Le'imoi Hu Do'ena Matameh, he doesn't become Tomei for his mother, Av Matameh Hu L'Mes Mitzvah, but he will become Tomei for a Mes Mitzvah, even though, so fine, as a Koyen, he would have become Tomei for his mother. But we would have said, as a Nazir, he's not supposed to. But now, and he's a Koyen as well, you would think maybe that's a reason, not even, So nevertheless, he is Matamah L'Mes Mitzvah, and we learn that from the word Le'imoi. Next, La'ochiv, what do we learn from the word La'ochiv, his brother? She'imai a Kohen Gadol or Nazir. What about if he wasn't just a regular Kohen, he was a Kohen Gadol, who can't become Tomei for his relatives either, who Nazir, and he's also a Nazir who also can't become Tomei for his relatives. Nevertheless, La'ochiv hu deina Matamah, he doesn't become Tomei for his brother, Av Matamah L'Mes Mitzvah, but he does become Tomei for a Mes Mitzvah, even though he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. and Ula Achoisei, and here's the part reported before. Why is it add Ula Achoisei and for his sister? That we learn Matamad Lema. What do we learn from that? Haresha Holach Lushka this Pischa Velomolos Kodai. Suppose that he was going to Shech this Korban Pesach or Mal his son. Where again, those are, so he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, and he now has to Shech this Korban Pesach. And he hears that a relative of his died. Yochol Yitame, you would think that he becomes Tame. Amarta lo Yitame, then you say that he has not become Tame. Here's where Tosfos discusses that since until now the pasuk had said. So wait. So Yochol Shem Shem Yitame LaAchoisei. So you would think just like he doesn't become Tame for his sister. Tachen Yitame LaMes Mitzvah. The same way he doesn't become Tame for a Mes Mitzvah. Tamed Leimer ulaAchoisei. Therefore it mentions and for his sister LaAchoisei lo Yitame Avo Yitame LaMes Mitzvah. Even in that case where all you have many reasons why he should not become Tame. He's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, and he's on his way to do the Kohen Pesach. Nevertheless, he's still Matame for a Mes Mitzvah. As Tosfos had discussed earlier, maybe the first part of the statement, maybe not necessarily talking about the Kohen Gadol and Nazir, as it actually says, maybe it's just talking about only the person had is going to bring his Kohen Pesach, and we're saying, and that's why, and that's instead of saying Talmud Loimar, therefore the Pasuk tells us, it just tells us as a Pshitus, a Marta, you say Lo Yitam, that he should not become Tame, because to check the Korban Pesach would override the mitzvah to help bury his sister. However, not a mess mitzvah. In any case, the point is, we see that Braisa, the whole Braisa, is according to Rabbi Akiva, so you can't possibly say it's according to Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore we're back to, while on the one hand Rabbi Akiva is saying that a person is not metame for his relatives when he's going to bring this Korban Pesach, and on the other hand, the same Rabbi Akiva says that Lot Yitama is a mitzvah, is a choiva, so therefore the only way we can reconcile it, says Abaya, is to assume one's talking about where the death was before Chatzos and the other was after Chatzos, and the story with Yosef HaKohen would be where his wife died before Chatzos, and therefore they forced him to become Tomei. Had she died after Chatzos, then instead we would tell him that it's fine, go ahead and have the Korban Pesach brought for you anyway, because the chiyuv of Korban Pesach came before you Aninus. Okay. So all of that is another way, so this was all Abaya's way of entering those two statements of Rav Shimon. On the one hand, that an Oinen can eat Korban Pesach that evening. On the other hand, that he cannot have it brought on his behalf. Depends when the death took place. Okay. Rava gives a different answer. Going back now to Rav Shimon. Both statements of Rav Shimon are referring to where the death took place after Chatzos. So you don't have to say that it was before Chatzos and therefore already the Aninus came and now the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach never came on him, even if the death happened after Chatzos. But the difference is, V'lekasha, kan kodim sheshochtu v'zoku olam, kan la'acha sheshochtu v'zoku olam. It depends whether the death took place before or after the Shechita and Zrika were done. So the case where we say that he can't bring the Korban Pesach is where his relative died before the Shechita and Zrika is done. So now, even though he was already chayav after Chatzos, nevertheless, now he became an onan, and shlomim kru shalom v'loy kru chaser, and now he's chaser, and therefore he can't bring the Korban Pesach. When we say that he can eat the Korban Pesach, he can tovel and eat the Korban Pesach that evening, that would be when they already shechted for him and sprinkled the blood, and now, therefore, we're not going to prevent him from eating the Korban Pesach. Omele Rav Adar Bamasna, the Rava. So Rav Adar Bamasna says to Rava, then what kind of then what's the chiddush? Acha sheshoch the vizoku is done. Ma'ada hava. What's done is done already. Of course, he became potter at that point. So yes, of course, the Korban Pesach was good. But the question is then, why should we allow him to eat the Korban Pesach? The fact is, the same way as you can't eat other kodshim because it's an onan, why should the Korban Pesach be any different? You're going to tell me because Koris, once he brought the Korban Pesach, he's already yotze. He's no longer any chiyuv Koris anymore. He doesn't have to eat it in order to be yotze. As Abaya had said before, that Achilles Pesachim Lema'achva. Mela, according to Abaya, you're talking about, Rashi explains, that you're saying that his relative died after Chatzos, but the Korban Pesach hasn't been brought yet for him. So we're saying he has a chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach, and as we said on Amud Aleph, if you don't allow him to eat the Korban Pesach, he may not bring it at all. Or once we're bringing it already, it's only right that we should allow him to eat it. But you're telling me, Rava, that you're talking about the only case where you can eat the Korban Pesach is where the blood was already sprinkled. So in that case, then there's nothing that if he doesn't eat from it, he's not going to bring the Korban Pesach. He already brought it. So in that case, why should we be allowing him to eat it? Amalei Ravina. So Rav Hinah answers, Achilah Pesachim Me'akva Midir Rav Bar Rav Huna. The answer is that actually even the Korban Pesach is Me'akiv based on what Rav Bar Rav Huna says, as the Gemara is going to quote, shortly. And therefore, the answer is that no, if he doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, he's not completely fulfilling the Korban Pesach, and there still is a Chiyuv Karis. So therefore, so we want to allow him to eat the Korban Pesach, even though he already became an Onan, because without that, then his bringing of the Korban Pesach remains incomplete. Now, Tosfos points out there is, in fact, a Machlokas Tanoim on this question of Achilas Pesach and Ma'achlas, Machlokas Rabbi Nosson and the Rabban. However, now there are different Gersois in Tosfos over here, according to the Gersa that we have in Tosfos over here, then we're just saying that, what we're saying is then that, it's a svara, therefore, that since Aninus is only Dirabbanan, then therefore we're going to allow it. So even if we say that Achilas Pesachim Lo Ma'akva, nevertheless, we're still going to say that that over here, that since the Aninus is only Dirabbanan, that because after all it is a mitzvah. A different Gersa in Tosfos, a different Gersa in Tosfos from the Shittim Chubetzes, is that Tosfos asks on, in that case, then why are Abaya and Rava arguing on the same Machlokas as Rav Nosson and the Chachamim? And the answer would be that even according to the all machlokas over here is even according to the opinion that achilas pesachim loy ma'akva, but nevertheless the fact is it is a mitzvah and it's in fact a greater mitzvah than eating other kodshim. So therefore, therefore we will allow it to override the fact that he's an onan and we will allow him to eat. So that's the answer, therefore, says Rav Hinah. You're wondering whether he already brought the Korban Pesach, but the answer is the Achilas Pesachim is, in fact, Ma'akiv, either meaning it really is Ma'akiv according to one opinion, or even if it's not Ma'akiv, it's still a very chosh of a mitzvah, and therefore it needs to be done. Omalei, so he tells him, Rava says to Rav Ada, Sayis Ma'idik Omalach Rava. Listen and pay attention to what your Rebbe, Rav Hinah, tells you. He gave you a very good answer. Don't think that it's a doichet or something like that. In fact, what he tells you, that based on, we're going to quote now what Rav Bar Rav Huna says and show that Achilas Pesachim Ma'akva, that is indeed a very strong point. Rashi points out there's another Gemara similar like that in Shavuos, the same kind of thing where one of the Chachamim where Rava and Ravina and Rav Ada are all in, Rava, Ravina and Rav Ada are all involved in a discussion, and you have the same kind of thing. Ravina gives an answer and Rava tells him, "Sayis my da amalach Rabach, listen and pay attention to what your Rebbe Ravina is telling you. He told you a very good point." So, my did Rav Bar Rav Huna. What do we see? What does Rav Bar Rav Huna say on the subject? So, the Tanya, it starts like this. We have a Braisa. Yom Shmua ki Yom Kvor. The day when a person hears that his relative has passed away is considered ki Yom Kvorah, is considered like the day of the burial, the mitzvah Shiva Shloshim, as far as the mitzvah of keeping, of observing Shiva and observing the restrictions of Shloshim. Now, this is talking about here, Rav Moshe, you asked him before, what happens if a person hears only with a delay that his relative passed away. So here we're talking about where it's a shmur kroivah. We're talking about that he heard, Rashi points out, we're talking about that he heard of the death within 30 days. When he hears that news is when he sits shiva and then continues with the restrictions of shloshim. As opposed to if he hears only after 30 days, then you have a different din, then you have he keeps shiva only for a short amount of time. He sits down, he takes Teos Kriya, sits down, takes off his shoes, Tavas Avelos for a few minutes, and then gets up. But here we're talking about Shmur Kroiva, where it's within, he found out within 30 days. So Yom Shmur, the day when he heard that his relative passed away, Ki Yom Kura is considered like the day of the burial, the mitzvah Shiva Shloshim, as far as keeping the restrictions of Shiva Shloshim. It starts from the day that he heard. V'Achilas Pesachim, on the other hand, when it comes to eating the Korban Pesach, the Braisa says, Ki Yom Likut Atzomos, then we consider that the day that he heard is considered only like a day when his relative's bones were gathered up. In those times, what they used to do is they would bury a person in a temporary place, and then eventually, after the flesh decayed and all that's left is bones, they would gather up the bones from liquid katsomas and rebury them. and rebury them in the family cloth. Often they would put them inside a stone box, a sarcophagus. They found things like that all over Eretz Yisrael, boxes with the sarcophagi or ossuaries. They were stolen, as is, strictly speaking, smaller boxes that are used to use this for the bones. They found them all over the place in archaeological digs in Eretz Yisrael, boxes that would hold the bones of the mess. So now, the day that they do that is called Yom Likud Hatzavos. Now, the din is, it actually brings from the relevant Gemara in Moed Katan, that the day of Likud Hatzavos is the Travis Avelis for that one day. However, it's only one day, but that night he's no longer considered an Ovel, and therefore, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, he would be able to eat the Korban Pesach that evening. Now, we don't mean, obviously, where he himself gathered the bones. Obviously, then he becomes Tomei. He needs to be sprinkled with Torah Dibur water. He's not to talk about being Torah that evening. What we mean is that other people did the gathering for him, but it's his father or mother, and therefore he keeps Avelus for that one day, but then he can Tovel and he can eat Pudge in that evening. So the Braisa says that when he hears at a later date, even within 30 days, that his relatives have passed away, we treat it like Yom Likud Hatzavos. We treat it only like a day when the bones were gathered, and therefore Echad Zeva Echad Zeh Tovel Va'Ochel B'Kodshim La'Erev. In either case, he's able to Tovel and he's able to eat Kodshim that evening. Rashi points out, what does the Echad Zeva Echad Zeh mean? It has to mean the day of the burial or the day of Likud Hatzavos. Either of those, he's able to Tovel and eat Korbanos and eat Korban Pesach and eat the Korban and eat Kodshim that evening. But first, we have to figure out Kol Guf HaKasha. We seem to have a contradiction within the Braisa. Amrit, you're saying that the day that he hears that his relative passed away is like the day of Kvura as far as the mitzvahs of Shivu Shloshim, and that as far as eating Pesach, on the other hand, we consider it less stringent, and we consider it only like the day of Likud Hatzavos. Now that would imply that no, if the actual day of the burial, not Likud Hatzavos, the original burial, then he wouldn't be able to eat the Korban Pesach even that evening. Because we're saying that Yom Shmuel Kiyem Kvura L'Mitzvah Shiva U'Shloshim, when his relative dies and is buried, then he keeps Shiva U'Shloshim beginning from the day of the burial. And we're saying if he hears about it a couple of weeks later, then he starts the Shiva U'Shloshim then. So he's obviously not eating Korbanos that night because he's in Avelos. But then we're saying either one, whether the body was buried or whether there was Likud Hatzavos, either way he tovels and eats Kodshim that evening. So what is it? So now we have three answers, and one of the answers, Rav Bar Rav Huna's answer, is going to tell us, is going to bring out the point that Achilas Pesach Ma'akva, the point that Ravina was making before, that it's not only the bringing of the Korban Pesach that's required, but also the eating of it. So, Omer Rav Chista Tanoim. So Rav Chista's first answer is the Machlokas Tanoim. When the body is buried, not on the day of the Misa, so you have Machlokas, whether that night he's an Oinen Daraisa or Drabana. You have Machlokas whether Bechlal by night, whether he's an Oinen or not. If he's an Oinen by night, if we say Achilas Pesachim Lo Ma'akva, then the Chacham are not even going to allow him to eat the Korban Pesach. Unlike what we were saying before, that the Chacham will relax that rule, here we can say that not. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar, but Rabba Bar Rav Huna says there's the to reconcile the contradiction like Kasha Kan Shama Shmuel Meisa Somoch Tashkia Sachama. The one case would be where he heard about the news came to him that his relative passed away right before Shkia. So therefore the day that he heard or the day of the Likud Hatzavos is a very short day. He only has really a few minutes that he has to keep Avelus. So when he heard it right before Shkia Sachama, V'chein Shalikta Loi Hatzavos Samach L'Shkia Sachama, or they did the Likud Hatzavos right before Shkia. So it doesn't mean Tosfos points out, it doesn't mean necessarily it has to be like literally a few minutes before Shkia. It means, in other words, as opposed to after Shkia, as he's going to go on to say. So before Shkia versus after Shkia. Similarly, you could have a case where his relative died, let's say, even the day before, on the 13th of Nisan, the kovre is some of the Shkia Zachama, and he buried him on Erev Pesach before Shkia. So in all those cases then we're saying on the day of the Shmur, or the day of the burial, or the Likut HaTzamos, we're saying that night he's not considered an Oinim, even Dirabbanan. And therefore, therefore he's able to eat the Korban Pesach. So then the other case is where it happened after Shkia Sachas. So after that, it's already Pesach night, and then he heard the news. Rashi points out, if it was after Shkia Sachama, it would have to be that Goyish buried him. The din is that on the first day of Yom Tov, you can't have Jews bury, you can only have Goyish bury him. So even though now he has the Simchas HaRegel, and that should override the Avelos, but Rashi points out, Aninus, as far as being usher to eat Kodshim, that will be Chal on him. Rashi also points out, even though we're talking about the day of the burial, the day of the Shmua and whatever, the day of the burial is, we're going to be machmer on him and saying that he can't eat the Korban Pesach and he has to do Shiva or Shloshim. But when it comes to liquid, then we're only saying that for Pesachim, we can live it to eat the Korban Pesach, we'll consider it like the day of liquid at Tzomos, and therefore he's only an oval by day, and by night he's fine. But now we're talking about it. After Shkia Sachama, the burial took place, then we're going to be machmer, and we're going to say that he's also to eat the Korban Pesach. So now the question is, after Shkia Sachama, again, what's done is done. So then there's no difference between Pesach and the other country. So why would there be a distinction and say that in that case he could eat the Korban Pesach, but he can't eat shechting the Korban Pesach. Eating on the face of it is not ma'aktiv, so why should we allow him to eat the Korban Pesach more than any other Korban? So here comes the answer. So the obvious answer is that indeed the eating of Pesachim is ma'akev, and therefore the Chachamim are not going to impose their rule where it would impinge on Koris. So where it's Yom Kvura, then the fact is, Rashi explains, based on Gemara and Pesachim, where the Misa and the Kvura happen on the same day, we don't want people to think that the day of the Misa itself, he should be able to eat the Korban Pesach that evening. That's definitely not so. So we don't allow it, even if the Kvura took place the day after the Misa, because people might get confused. There are certain cases where the Chachamim will impose their rules, even B'mokim Kodesh. But not in a case like this, where it's only Shmur or Likut HaTzomos, then the Chachamim will relax that rule, and therefore he's able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So that's another way of understanding the Braisa. So it comes out from that discussion that eating the Korban Pesach is in fact ma'akiv, and therefore, in many cases, the Chachamim will allow him to do that. We're not just going to say, my dehaba haba, he already brought the Korban Pesach, who cares whether we can eat it? We're going to actually try to allow him to eat it as well. Rav Ashi gives a third explanation of the Braisa before. My echad zeva echad zeh. What does it mean? Echad zeva echad zeh. Until now, we were understanding that echad zeva echad zeh means the day of the Kvura or the day of the Likut HaTzomos. Now, Rav Ashi says another answer, talking comma, Echad Yom Shmua, the Echad Yom Likud, whether we're talking about the day where he heard that his relative passed away, or the day of the Likud HaTzomos, either way, Tovel Oichem B'Kodshim La'erev. Either way, then, he's able to Tovel and eat Kodshim that evening, but the day after the Kvura, in fact, he would be also to eat even the Korban Pesach. Not like Rav Abba Rav Huna had said, that in fact he'd be mutter to eat it, because Loihe Midu Divrei Mokum Kodesh, because do not impose their rule. Where there's Kodesh involved, Rav Ashi's answer would say that if there was an actual Kvura that day, we're still going to prevent him from eating the Korban Pesach. Only when it comes to Shmur, or Likut HaTzomos, will we allow him. However, the Gemara says, V'hod Rav Ashi Bedusa. However, this that Rav Ashi is saying is Bedusa, is incorrect. Bedusa literally means a fiction. There are places in the Gemara where instead the Anura Rishonim, we have the Gersa, Borusa. Borusa would mean something outside, like this doesn't belong in the Beis Medrash, it's something clearly wrong. But Dusa, one explanation the Ritva brings, would be that somebody misattributed this to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, somebody came up with this idea and wrongly attributed it to Rav Ashi, and then therefore it's a fiction. It's an interesting point Rav Levick makes, that his father makes a point in some places in his writings, that nevertheless, even something that's Berusa, it's still part of the Todas Emes, after all. How does Todas Emes include Berusa? The same Chochmosa, the Son of Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us a Toda, also says that within the logic of Toda itself, this thing is Berusa. But it's still part of Chochmosa, the Son of Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just on a different level. It's an interesting vort also, an interesting vort from a Chassidish Sefer about a Moshe Tzvi Misavran, who says the vort is like this. Everything that's taught to us in Mishnayos and Gemara is all based on the Kabbalah of Torah that they received from their Rebbe. There came a point when eventually we don't have that Kabbalah, is not as strong anymore, when people are more using their own svaras to come up with ideas, and therefore at that point, that was the chsimus of Gemara, because human svara doesn't belong in the Torah of Hashem. But now, even in Rav Ashi's point, even in Rav Ashi's times, he was one of the last of Amoroi. We have a few places in Shas, we have the expression Bedrusa about statements from other Chachamim of his generation. So he says the vort is at that point already, they were starting to get mixed in already, even though they were basing themselves on the Kabbalah that ultimately goes back to Moshe Mitzrayim. They were starting to get mixed in more of their own svara, and therefore the Gemara has to say, and therefore the Gemara says Davkan them, Davkan people in that generation, Bedrusa. Mechti alokoi, because after all, we were just talking about the case of Yom Shmur. So instead of saying echod zeh, it should say zeh v'zeh miboyle, it should say zeh v'zeh. Echod zeh suggests that we're talking about something that we haven't directly been talking about right now. So Ella Shmamina Bedusa, he's obviously therefore this answer of Rav Ashi is Bedusa. Okay. So in any case, we have two answers. We have Rav Chista's answer that the Braisa, that there's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether a person is able to eat the Korban Pesach if his relative was buried on Erev Pesach but had died on an earlier day. So you have Machlokes on that, and then we had Rav Bar Avuna's answer, which showed us that Achilas Pesach Ma'afa, and that was Ravina's point before, that we can answer that indeed, even you have a case, the person brought the Korban Pesach, but now he's an Oinon, nevertheless, he will be allowed to eat it, because without that, without the eating of the Korban Pesach, the Korban is incomplete. So let's deal with Rav Chista had said there's Machlokes Tanoim, Umay Tanoim. Where exactly is this Machlokes Tanoim? So like this, the Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Ad Mosem is Oinen Olav, up until what point is a person considered an Oinen when his relative dies, Kol Hayoim, just that day, Rebbe Yoim calls Manshul and Nichbar. Rebbe says as long as the body has not been buried yet. Now this is how we're starting to assume, because Safadai, the Kadashi says that that's what it means. Kol Hayoim means only the day, not the night, and Kol Zman Shel Nikvar, it sounds like Rebbe is saying that as soon as the body is buried, then right away he's Mutter and he's no longer an Oinon. So we have to ask, Maya Skinnin, what are we dealing with? Ilei Mabiyem Misa, are we talking about that the burial is on the actual day of the death? Mi Ikad Leslei Diyem Misa, the toughest Leila Medirabanon. Is there anybody who holds that the day of the Misa does not grab onto even the night, at least Dirabanon? And therefore that at least Dirabanon is still considered an Oinon? We had before, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon had argued whether it's Daraisa or Dirabanon, whether it's Daraisa or not, but everybody agrees that Dirabanon it applies. The two, and furthermore, what do you mean Rebbe Omer calls Manshul and Nikmar? What do you mean then when Rebbe says as long as he wasn't buried? Does that imply Ha Kovra Ishterele? That means as soon as he buries him, he's right away in Mutter. Is there anybody who disagrees with the fact that we learn the concept of Aninus from the Pasuk that says Achrisa Ki Yemar, its end will be like a bitter day? So we see Rashi explains the context of the pasuk. The end of a zoyna will be like a yoimar, like a bitter day when a person is mourning over his dead body, because eventually he will die also, and then they'll mourn over both of them. So and then they'll mourn over him. So we see, in other words, that it's a whole day. Tosfos brings differently that it means that the Pasuk says that Samtiel Evo Yochid. Hashem says, I'll make it like a mourning, like a person would do for their only child. It's nothing to do with the Zoyna, just to do with the fact that the intense mourning that a person might have, the Rahman al-Fan, if their only child passes away, and therefore what we see the Torah calls it, the Pasuk calls it Yoimar, bitter day. So definitely it still applies all day. So how could we possibly understand Rebbe to be saying that it breaks off in the middle of the day as soon as the burial takes place? So the answer is Amar of Sheshes. So we're going to have a long discussion over here.
Even according to the way that she did with Kubetzes adds those words into Rashi, even according to the end of Rashi, it would be mashma the same like Tosfos, even though it's from a different pasuk.
I mean, Rashi mentioned the point, Achrisa Shal Zoyna. So Tosfos is saying that, So Rashi is learning Achrisa means Achrisa or Zoyna, and Tosfos points out that it's not so. There's no Zoyna mentioned in the Pasuk over there, and there's no context of a Zoyna. It's talking about Achrisa, the aftermath of it, of the Evo Yochid.
So both agree that it's a whole
day. Both agree that it's a whole day,
In fact,
Masoros Shas points out over here, the Gemara brings this Pasuk, Achrisa Ki Yemar, in a lot of different places. This is the only place where Rashi brings this point, that it has to do with a Zoyna. And then in every other place, Rashi does not explain that way. So where he got it from over here, okay, Akasha. Anyway, the point is that so even Rebbe cannot possibly hold that the Aninus breaks off in the middle of the day as soon as the burial takes place. So Amar of Sheshes Hayyim Kvoratzayim. So the point is, in other words, we still have to establish how we know that there's Machlokas Tanoim, whether that night he's able to eat the Korban Pesach or not, which was Rav Chista's point. And we have to go through this whole discussion, and then that point is going to emerge from it. So Amar of Sheshes Hayyim Kvura Koyin. The Braisa is talking about where he was buried on a different day. He was buried later on than he died. So now, the question now, Tanakama holds that the Aninus ends at the end of the day of the burial. At a point of Rebbe, it breaks off as soon as they bury it. Because the day of the burial itself, the chiyuv of Aninus is only drabam. But Maskif Rabbi Yosef, says in that case, Ela Hodikotani, then what about this that we learned in what Maskif Lo Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Bach says, which is the usual expression, Ela Hodikotani, what about this that we learned in a Mishnah, in Psachim, Hashem Ne'al Mesoi, when a person hears that his relative has died, Shimulaka Tatsamas, and like we brought in a Braisa before, that's considered like a day of Lichul Tatsamas, like the day when they rebury the bones of his relatives. on the side of it here, it says it's supposed to be Vihamalaka Tatsamas, or when he's doing Lichul Tatsamas, which is actually how it is in the Mishnah in Psachim in front of us. Anyway, he's able to Toivo and he's able to eat Kodshim that evening, not just the Korban Pesach, but other Kodshim. Mikhal the Yom Kvur after the La'erav Nami Layochel. Implying that only because it's a Yom Shmua, or Yom Lichul Tatsamas, only then is he able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. But if it had been on the day of Kvura as well, then the Mishnah would have said that Shemei Al Mesa is like Kovras Mesa, is like when he buried his relative. It doesn't say that. So therefore, that implies that on the day of the burial itself, he can't eat the Korban Pesach that evening. Now, Homani, now who would that be like? Neither according to the Tanakhama, nor according to Debbie. Because if you're telling me, as Rav Sheshes says, Ayyom Kvura Koi, that on the day of the Kvura, Rebbe and the Chachamim are arguing whether he's able to, whether Aninus still applies, or rather, and we're saying the Chachamim would hold the whole day only until Shkia, and according to Rebbe, it's over as soon as the burial, then that means everybody would agree by night it doesn't apply. But then the implication of the Mishnah in Pesachim is that no, the day of the burial, he still is considered an Onin that evening, and he can't be, and he still can't eat Kodshim. So it wouldn't follow either opinion. Rather, says Rabbi Yosef, you have to fix up the wording of the Braisa as follows. Ad Mosem is owning an olive. Until what point are his relatives owning him for him? That whole day of the burial and the night after that. Rebbe Yoma calls Manshele Nikva. Rebbe says only as long as he wasn't buried. Avon Nikva. But once he was buried, then it's over below Leiloi, and it doesn't include the night after that. So Rebbe is not going to say that's that day, because again, Bachrisa Kiyemar, and we're saying he can only Tovel and eat Kodshim that evening, but by day, he would still be also. So fine, when the Mishnah is saying in Pesachim that when he hears that his relative died, or when he's malakat at some, that would be according to the Chachamim. That would be according to the Chachamim, according to Rebbe, once he was buried, then fine, the Aninus continues the rest of the day, but nevertheless, by night he would be Moto. Okay. However, the Gemara continues, Amru Kamevi Rabbi Yirmiyah, they told over this explanation of Rabbi Yosef to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Omar, and Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Gavra Rabba, Ke Rabbi Yosef Lema Hachi. How could a great Tamad Chacham like Rabbi Yosef say such a thing where it comes out, Lema the Rebbe Lekula, and say the result of it would be that Rebbe is coming to be Mekel and saying that the Aninus is over earlier than the Chachamim is saying. The Chum say it lasts even into the night, and Rebbe says only until the end of the day. Tanya, we learn in a brisa, and Mosam is own enough. Until what point does a ninus apply? Calls mancha in a nigger, as long as he wasn't buried, even if he hasn't been buried for 10 days, and a ninus still applies. Dibre Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. The Chum say that no, Aninus applies only on the day of the burial, and not only on that day, not on the following night. So we see that Rebbe is being more machmir than a Chachamim. So Rashi points out it doesn't mean the Chum, you can't very well say that the Chum say that before the mess is buried he's allowed to eat kodshin. Necessarily the machlokas must be about Yom Kippurah. Rebbe is saying that even if the burial was 10 days after the death, still that night is still an onan, and the Chum say only the day, not the night. So rather, you have to correct the wording of the Braisa and say exactly that. And Moshe, whom is owning all of, until what point is an own on him? Kol osayoyim, that entire day, below leiloy, without the following night. Rebbe Omer calls Manshul and Nitbar. Rebbe says no, it's more until the body is buried. The im Nitbar, and once the body is buried, toifus leiloy, then it also grabs onto the night, and the night he's still also to eat kodshim. So now, therefore, so here you have Machlokas Tanoim that Rav Chisda was referring to before, where Rav Chisda had said there's a Tana that holds that he wouldn't be able to eat the Purim Pesach that evening, and there's a Tana who holds he would. Well, there you go. The Tana who holds that he could would be the Chachamim. The Tana that holds that he can't would be Rebbe. Okay. However, Amruah Kamei de Rava, they told over this explanation of Rav Yirmiyah to Rava. They told over this explanation to Rava, and they said and Abaya said Midika Omer Rebbe Yom Kvura Tokus Leila Dirabanan, since Rebbe is saying that the day of the Kvura, which is not the same as the day of the Misa, grabs on to the night of the Dirabanan and still also the Kodshim the Dirabanan, the Kvura Yom Misa Tokus Leila Majoraisa, then that means the day of the Misa itself grabs on to the night after it Doraisa, because we assume that the Chachamim, in general, the Chachamim's Takonis, are usually not as stringent as those Minatorim. So we would say, therefore, if there wasn't a concept of Aninus Laila Daraisa, then the Chachamim would never impose it by the Kavura either. So that shows there must be a concept of Aninus by night, namely on the day of the death. And therefore the Chachamim modeled on that a takana to do the same thing on the day of the Kavod. Otherwise, Rashi points out the Chachamim would not impose something more stringent just based on their own takana of Avelus in the first place. So the question is, the Sover Rebbe Aninus Laila Daraisa, you're telling me though that Rebbe holds that Aninus Laila on the day of the death is Daraisa. But we learn in a brisa. When Aaron says to Moshe about the korbanos in Parshas Shmini that he's the korban that he burnt, and Moshe is upset with him, how could you burn that korban? You were supposed to eat it. And Aaron answers, Hein hayoyim, isn't it today? Behold, today that we were makriv. but we weren't able to eat the korban. And if we did, hayitza be'enei Hashem, would it be good in Hashem's eyes? So now, when he's saying hein, these hayoyim today, ani hayoyim also b'layla mutter, I being the kohen gadol, or I at this time as a haras star would be allowed, would be usually be also to eat korbanos by day, but by night I'd be mutter because haras star. Because you, Moshe, specifically told us to eat Durus, but in future generations, being by Yen Ben Malila, it would be also whether by day or by night, Rabbi Yehuda. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns. So therefore, Aaron is telling Moshe, since here we're talking about a korban, which is going to be brought in future generations, the korban of Rosh Chodesh, therefore we burnt it because Potshei Durus are like that, and you're also to eat them by night as well. Rebbe Omer and in the Svila Ain Madiva Torah and Madiva Sofer. Rebbe says that no, the whole Aninus Tirabanan, the whole Aninus of nighttime is only by day. Hayoyim. So by night it's only Tirabanan. So we see that Rebbe clearly holds Aninus Svila is not Minat Torah. And the answer is, well, in fact, you can answer, it is in fact, even on the day of the Misa, is only the Rabbanon. But Chachamim, also physically degrading, Yosef Mishal Torah, the answer is that we're going to answer that the Chachamim strengthen their Takonis sometimes even more than what the Torah says. The Torah itself does not demand that there should be Aninus on the night after the Misa, but the Chachamim, when they said that there should be Aninus on the day of the burial, they say that it should be even on the night after that, and therefore, in fact, yes, there will be a minus by night, according to Rebbe, after the Kvura, on a Derabbanan level. So we don't have to say that Rebbe holds that Aninus Laila after the death is Daraisa. We can say he holds there is no Aninus by night at all, or only in the Derabbanan. But we would say the same Rabbanan also said that there should be Aninus Laila after the burial as well, which will fit with what we said before that Rebbe holds.